Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. Hope you're all doing well. Before I start, obviously I want to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most just. Everything, all the work that we do with His permission. Without His permission, nothing is done. You know, we're His servants, we're His slaves. I just wanted to quickly start off with that before I carry on. Now, obviously, I spoke to Musa today. And today, actually, our whole plan was actually coming today to Imran's house and doing a video regarding advice. Yeah? Because what happened was I spoke to Musa a couple of days ago. Basically, me personally, I was getting attacked and left, right, center. And I said to Musa, you know what? I want to address this issue because people really don't know how to advise. They don't know how to advise. And subhanAllah, it's the Qadr of Allah. We was on the way from Edgware Road, from Speaker's Corner, coming to pick up Musa to come here. So what happened was I was watching a video. A couple of people messaged me and I saw a video of Brother Adam Saleh. And basically, he's crying. And I watched it, and obviously I can feel this pain. And let me put it like this, because some people watching this are thinking that maybe, I personally felt as well that Adam Saleh, maybe, not that we never ever called him Dajjal. That's a first point I want to make. Nowhere in our videos, you can see it, we never said anything wrong to the brother. If you see my video, which there will be links on here, I clearly say to him, Salaam Alaikum brother, I wish we had the chance to welcome you to the UK in person. But it didn't happen. In Brother Moses' video, he did not say anything disrespectful. Brother Imran's video, we did never ever say anything disrespectful. No matter what happens, Adam is our brother in the deen. We will never take that approach, and we never did. You can check our videos. So I just wanted to clarify that, because there's a lot of people out there thinking we called him Dajjal. In no way did we call him Dajjal. That is a sin upon us, because there is a hadith that says if you call somebody a kuffar and if they are not, that means you are a kuffar. It comes back to you. I'm just paraphrasing, I might be wrong. So this is what it is. Now, Brother Adam, I really relate with you. How? Because obviously you thought that we were like kind of picking on you, but you need to understand something, Aki. In this Dawah scene, 2-3 days ago, I had, I don't want to give an individual, I don't want to say if they're male or female, they called my family a kuffar. Yeah? They said, you and your kuffar family, go give Dawah to your mom, don't give Dawah to me. We was on a radio show yesterday, and somebody rang in and said, F Ali Dawah and F everyone in there. Yeah? I get attacked left, right, center when I'm out and about. When I read my comments on Facebook, people attack me like there's no tomorrow. Yeah. By the way, if you don't know, look, I'm a reaver, and it really hurt me that somebody would come and call my family kuffar. It really hurt me. But obviously, what can I do? And it really, I see your frustration, because it came to a point where I felt like that as well. You know, it's like whatever I do, I'm being attacked. No matter, you cannot please anyone over something silly, petty. They attack you, and it's really sad. And you're right, as an ummah, we need to unite. You know, we really need to unite. But what it is, Aki, I just really want to address this, is I'm not sure if you kind of, like, the message was towards us, but I thought maybe it is. I just wanted to clarify with you that you said, why didn't you, you people don't come and message me in person, but you made my sin public, or something like that. Now, Aki, you need to understand one thing. Now, with all due respect, I'm being honest with you. I know you've got a clean heart. No doubt, you have got a clean heart. You are a really nice guy. And I think maybe you have influence by other people. Maybe, I don't know. I don't want to jump to assumptions. Now, Aki, you need to understand something. We as person, me and Musa, Musa is my witness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my witness. Imran is my witness. We tried our best to come and talk to you privately. We said, let's message him on Facebook. We messaged you on Twitter. We messaged you on Instagram. We left comments on YouTube, on your Facebook profile, in your Twitter profile. We tried our very best to come and just talk to you in person and just relate the issue, talk about the issue and leave it. I spoke to Musa and I said, Musa, the day before Birmingham, I was speaking to Musa, who was like, Aki, I don't want to go there. I really don't want to go there. He's in my face. He said, I don't want to go there. I said, Aki, we tried our best. We messaged him. He doesn't want to know. Even your hotel, Aki, we got in contact with certain people. They told us your hotel number, where you are. We said, maybe it's an opportunity to come and talk to you. But we didn't get that opportunity. You see, Aki, Islamically, we did our best to privately come and talk to you, because that is the best of advice, that we come and talk to you privately. But we couldn't get to you. We heard that your manager said basically he doesn't want nothing to do with us. Now, when this happens, Aki, you need to understand something. What happened in London, if I can put my hand to my heart, I cannot say that was right. And you know that wasn't right, Aki. And this is a brotherly advice to you. You know, now when we see evil, Aki, we need to do something about it. I can't be like, you know what? Adam's fans are going to attack me, so let me not say nothing. Aki, I can't do that. Do you understand? I have to make my creator happy. I'm not perfect. Well, maybe I have more sins than you, but we had to address it. That's why we came to Birmingham. tried to talk with you. We tried to talk to Sheikh Akbar. He said he's going to talk to us after a couple of minutes when we was there, but he didn't. So this is what it is, to be honest, on a nutshell, Aki. We're just saying, look, we love you for the sake of Allah. Look, I don't care if your fans attack me, and I'm not saying this because of that. We love you for the sake of Allah, Aki. There's no ifs or buts about that. The work you do, some work you do, I'm a fan of yours. Some work you do, I'm a fan of yours. Some I disagree, I'm being honest with you. But some work you do, Aki, I'm a big fan of yours. Wallahi, I love the way your approach, your manners, they're on point. It's just we're all human beings. There's stuff that we need to work on, you know? So that's why I'm just, before I send it to Musa, I just want to say this to you, Aki. We love you for the sake of Allah. You're coming back in December. We really want to meet with you and talk. Communication is a must. When there's no communication, assumptions happen. You think we're here to attack you. We're thinking he doesn't care about what we say. It's all about this and that. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So Aki, inshallah, look, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and blessings be upon you. Seriously, I wish all the best for you. We love you. I love some of the work you do. Wallahi, I'm telling you, it's spot on. Carry on. We are with you. But there's some things we disagree on. But that's about it from me.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Inshallah, all of you guys are well. I'm going to go into what I'm going to say, inshallah. But before I do, I just want to clarify a couple of things, inshallah. So firstly, I'd just like to clarify that myself, Brother Ali, and of course I mainly speak for myself here, we are not perfect at all, yeah? So when people look up to us or things like that and think that we're all sorts of, you know, mashallah, practicing extremely, you know, mashallah, amazing figures, it's not how you make it out to be. To be honest with you, I go through problems that some of you guys might not know. I go through, you know, temptations as well. We go through phases as well. We sin as well. So, you know, we go through the normal stuff that any normal youth go through. So just to clarify that out, inshallah, nobody's perfect over here. But we're all Muslims at the end of the day, and we're all trying to help people. You know, Adam, one of the things that he focuses on is that, you know, as he mentioned in the video, is that he wants to make people smile, you know. He wants to, you know, really benefit the youth, all of these sort of things.
MashaAllah, he's made a lot of us smile, yeah, as well with his videos.
Exactly. And yeah, just to, you know, mention, that's something you have in common with myself, with Ali. You know, this is something that we would like to do. I'm out here to make people smile, to benefit the youth in general, not just the Muslim youth, the non-Muslim youth, everyone out there, inshallah. You know, it's not about making, you know, necessarily everyone become a Muslim or forcing everyone to become a Muslim. Yeah. We can't do that at the end of the day. It's about trying to help people and, you know, empowering people and making people feel happy, you know, at the end of the day. So that was just a clarification. Now, what I want to talk to you about, bro, is the difference between judgment and advice, inshallah. You see, here's the thing. In your video, you mentioned quite a lot that you got judged, you got hated upon, the people didn't speak to you privately, all of these sort of things. Now, one of the things that I'd like to mention, bro, is that all of us, if I'm not mistaken, mentioned that we love you for the sake of Allah.
Yeah.
We love you for the sake of Allah. You know, you're our brother in Islam. You're our brother in general as well.
Yeah.
You know, you're an Aki. Alhamdulillah, it's all good.
Yeah, and none of the followers, nobody can point a single place where we said something bad against you. Not a single one.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you know, alhamdulillah, we stated all of those sort of things. And at the end of the day, here's the thing. If we say we love you, we really love you, bro.
Yeah.
Because we tried to advise you privately.
Yeah.
It didn't really work out. Let's just say that, yeah? So we advised you publicly, of course, so that you see the videos. Now, we knew in mind that other people are going to watch these videos. So maybe in private, we would have been a bit more explicit in our terms.
Mm.
But because it was public, we took that into account. And me personally, you know, we didn't have in our minds that we're going to refute this guy. We're going to wipe him off the planet. We're going to wipe him off YouTube. No. He's never coming back to the UK. All of these sort of things, we hate him. He's not a proper Muslim. We didn't have these things in mind. Because at the end of the day, we know that we make mistakes as well.
Of course.
You know, on a regular basis. So what we did think is that Brother Adam, subhanAllah, you know, he might fall short. We need to help him out. You know, we need to be there for him. Because a lot of people are calling him Dajjal. A lot of people are saying that, oh, he's got curly hair, Dajjal's going to have curly hair. A lot of his women are followers, he's got a lot of woman followers. We knew that you're getting this sort of hate. And that is hate.
Yeah.
You know when people call you Dajjal?
Yes.
That is hate.
Yes.
That's clear cut judgment. Yeah? Because they're judging you and saying you're Dajjal. Wrong. That's completely wrong.
Yeah.
But bro, you'll realize in our videos, if you watch them back, that we never done that. We don't want to do that to you. We're trying to help you. So we came out to you and we said, bro, you know, don't let the fame get to you. Don't let these things get to you. All of these sort of things. And we weren't saying that it is getting to you, but we were just giving you brotherly advice. You know, that sometimes I might go up to Ali and I might say, bro,
renew your intentions.
You know, renew your intentions. Ali says it to me sometimes, you know. And it's important to do as brothers. Now, it might have come across in a bad way.
Yeah, no, but do you do it because you hate me or you love me?
No, of course, I love you.
Okay, you love me. Exactly like that. Even though it sounds like when you say, oh, renew your intentions, I'm going to be like, he loves me.
Yeah.
In order for, he wants me to renew my intentions that I don't do, for example, YouTube videos for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Because he loves me. If he didn't love me, he'd be like, let him do his thing.
Exactly. Now, bro, advice is exactly what we've done.
Yeah.
You see, I told you what judgment is. Judgment is when you accuse a person, you say he's Dajjal, and you act very aggressively. We didn't act like that. We went there, we spoke to you guys peacefully, you know, we tried to speak to you guys peacefully.
Yeah.
And then, even though we didn't get there, you know, at the end, put yourself in our shoes. We went to Birmingham. We didn't get to speak to you guys at all.
Yeah.
Like, hardly we got to speak to you guys. We only had a few words with Sheikh.
Yeah.
And, you know, we traveled all that way. Yeah. Now, we could have come back and said, that's it. I'm peed off and I need to make a video about this guy. I've had enough. But we didn't do that. We're like, bro, we love you. You know, we want to speak to you, all of these sort of things. And this is advice, bro. This is advice. And this is exactly what we tried to do to you.
Yeah. Now, obviously, Aki just addressed it. I just want to quickly just sum it up. Now, before I did this video, I went through the video that you did, Aki. And on there, people are swearing at me like there is no tomorrow. You know, they're saying F Ali, F blah, blah, this, that. And I'm just like, you know, just carry on because I need them these. I'm stacking it up. You know, inshallah, carry on. You see what it is, Aki? Look, I just want to say something to you, Aki. I just want to finish off with this. Please listen to me. The people that know our work, they know why we do what we do, you know, because we love you. Aki, I just want to ask you one last thing. This is it. Does the people, look, who loves you more, Aki? Yeah? I'm not saying they don't. Who loves you more, Aki? The people, you have followers, we have followers as well. The ones that clap and support you in everything you do, good and bad, they just clap along. Are they the ones that really love you, Aki? Or are we, look, it can be anyone, not just me, anyone that comes and says, Aki, I think this was a bit wrong, we should do it like this. Aki, those are the people that love you. Those are the people that love you, Aki. Because we love you, Aki, do you think we're just like, you know what, let me just go do a video? No, Aki, we love you. That's why we traveled all the way to Birmingham just to talk to you for 5 minutes, Aki. Because we love you. We're not going to go and clap when we see Adam drinking alcohol. Clapping, no problem. We're his followers. We have to support him. No judgment. Aki, I can't do that. I love you for the sake of Allah. How can I? I'm just saying, I'm giving an example. If you're doing something that's harming you, that's going to harm you in the hereafter, how could I watch that and not come and say something to you, Aki? We really love you. Me, Musa, Imran, and all of us, Akis, we really love you. So I really just wanted to say to Aki, I love you for the sake of Allah. And I'm not saying this to get your followers to say, yeah, brother, I don't need nothing of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my witness. I love you for the sake of Allah.
And you know what? Just to clarify, you know the reason why this love can get confused for hate? Is because, you see, bro, Adam, you have the amount of followers and the kind of followers that if you were to run naked in Amsterdam Square and make a video on that, you would get support for it. You got those that many followers. But you have to understand that those people, do they love you? You know, are they out there to support you?
That's not love.
You see?
Sorry. Someone that loves me, no matter how harsh it is, sometimes Musa, Imran, or Saad, they'll come and say to me, Aki, this is wrong, because they love me, not because they hate
bro,
me.
Bro, you know what? We've had arguments based upon love for each other.
Yeah.
Like, we've had arguments.
Yeah.
And you'll think, like, we've both been heated. Like, me and Ali have our own stories, inshallah. Yeah. We'll probably put in another video.
Yeah, we are, definitely.
But we've gone through crazy stuff, you know, because we love each other.
Yeah. So, Aki, obviously, we just want to cut you short. You're coming in 20th December. Aki, this time, we really need to meet up and talk. Trust me, there is really nice places where we can take you, inshallah, and talk like Akis. We are brothers, one ummah. What else can I say? Inshallah, we'll see you then, Aki. Assalamu alaikum.